Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How may I help you?
Hi, Rachel. My name is Kim Sechrist, and I do understand that the products are being shipped a little delayed because of what's going on in the world. But I ordered the CryoFreeze, the cream, and the roll-on, and I ordered about $200 worth, and it's been about a little over a month, and I was just wondering if you could tell me if it's been shipped or is it coming to me here shortly?
Okay, do you remember that you said it's been about a month?
Yes, yeah, because I have my credit card statement in front of me, and it was 6:15 when I ordered it, and it was $207.75.
Okay, you said 6:15?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Okay, and for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address.
My address is 46 Woodside Drive, York, PA, 17402.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. And you placed an order through the website.
Yes.
And I'm connecting with that. Okay, let's see. So it is showing that you placed an order for 3 of the CryoFreeze CBD Sports Recovery Creams.
Okay.
And it shows 2 of the CryoFreeze CBD Pain Relief Roll-Ons. So let me find out with the tracking number what it shows.
Yeah, because I never received an email also, too, for me to track it. And I was a little confused. I'm like, I know they had accepted it because my credit card has it on there.
Okay. Okay, the system shows that a shipping confirmation was sent to your email on the 16th of June, but it may have gone into what's called the spam or the junk folder. Sometimes they go there.
Okay, Ari, I can check that once.
Let me pull up. United Parcel Service. The United States Postal Service has had the biggest delay, but lately we've seen delays with UPS as well.
Okay.
So let's see if they are. Something certainly happened. So let's see here.
It has been shipped, though, hasn't it?
It did go out.
Okay.
When it has the tracking information like that, then...
Yes. That's what I thought, and I'm like, and if it's just for me, I wouldn't mind, but I take care of an older woman in Westchester right outside of Philly, and she loves this stuff, and she's running out, and I'm like, oh, no.
Okay. And if you could verify your address, your shipping address for me again, please.
Okay. 46 Woodside Drive, York, PA, 17402.
17402?
Yes.
Okay. In the account.
17402, yes. Yes.
Okay. Here it shows 10, say that again. It's almost lunchtime.
Okay, the zip code is... Oh, no, honey, that's okay, because I'm sitting here saying it again. I'm thinking, is it right? Yeah, it's 17402.
Okay, yeah. All right, it is showing a zip code of 17406. And instead of your street name showing as Woodside, it shows it's Woodward, W-A-R-D.
Oh, my gosh. Did it go to the wrong place?
Yeah, but the... Postal Service reports it went out for delivery on the 18th of June, and then on the 27th, it shows it was refused, and it's returned back to sender. Actually, it got back to Lewiston on the 29th, and fulfilled.
Oh, my gosh.
It just hasn't processed it yet, so it never did get to you. So your address
needs
to be updated.
Oh, my gosh, so it's a... Oh, yes, please, update my address. I'm surprised because they have me. I mean, this isn't my first time I bought from you guys.
Okay.
Okay. So
sometimes it depends on, sometimes with, I don't know, the post office or the postal person, if they recognize the address, they can kind of get it to you. I'm not sure what happened exactly, but.
Yeah, so you said the zip code was 17406.
In the other orders that you placed, they have 17402.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at an order you placed on the 13th of June.
Yes, and I received that one. That was with my immunity pills, and also I bought her the melatonin for sleeping. So I did receive that. So that's what I was a little confused about. It's like, I didn't even think about the wrong shipment. Oh, my gosh. That's
awful. Your address
okay.
is correct with the other ones. The other ones show Woodside Drive, and they have your correct zip code. But this one has practically a different street name, you know. So.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So let me get your.
Excuse me. Oh, God bless you. No, God bless you.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
It happens. When I sneeze, I got to make sure I have my legs crossed. You go over 50 and it kind of stinks.
Okay. Let's see. Let me pull up. Okay, so let me exit out of that screen. Excuse me. And let's see. So that's the June the 14th one. And let me open that back up. So this will take a few minutes.
Okay, that's no problem. No problem. At least we can get it corrected and it can be shipped out again.
Oh, yeah. Not a problem. So let's see. I've got multiple screens, so I just don't need all of those.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Because I also emailed last week. I emailed last Sunday, I think, and nobody emailed me back. So maybe that could have went into the spam, too, like the trash.
It may be because it shows through our care line that there was an email in on the 7th of July, and you were responded to. And
oh,
you advised
okay. So then,
to call in and to correct your address on file for a reship.
Oh,
on the
gotcha.
7th of July.
Yes. Okay. So I never received that. So then it probably did go. Why? I wonder why it goes into the spam or.
Okay. Can you verify your email address to see if that one's correct?
Sure.
It's part of the address.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. Now I tell everybody, don't laugh at my email address. I couldn't think of anything, but it's Mimi MIMI Goddess.
Okay.
And it's 1004. At gmail.com.
Okay, that's the email that it shows.
Yeah, because I didn't receive it, so maybe it did go. I don't know. I'm like, I don't understand technology well. So I'll check that too.
Okay, this will take a moment. Excuse me. Excuse me again, please. Sorry
God
about
bless
that. Sorry. Okay, see, that's your name and your email. Yep. So your account
mm-hmm.
pulled up fine.
Okay,
and
good.
Let me get your first product since you have two of them. And you have some people that are waiting on them.
Yes, the lady that I go down to Westchester on Thursdays, and I take her to the grocery store and I clean her house and that, and I turned her on to these, and she loves it because she has an inflammatory in her knees and her lower back and her hips. So, but she just loves it, and then she had some left over, and she gave one to her daughter-in-law who also has lupus, and she's in pain, and she loves it too. So that's why I ordered extra so she can give it to her daughter-in-law.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have gotten the recovery cream pulled up, and I'm getting the duo.
Okay.
Let's see. Just making sure the products match because CryoFreeze has a family, so.
Okay.
I don't want to choose the wrong one.
No.
So this is the one with the two CryoFreeze pain relievers.
Yes. I had the roll-on and the cream.
Okay, so that's the dual. Okay, so that was two. You paid for $59.95. Okay, once again, that's two of those.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I already have the cryo-free CBD sports recovery cream, and it's three of those.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I'm talking out loud to keep myself straight.
No, no, that's fine. I talk to myself all the time because I'm right.
Not necessarily conversations, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, well.
Okay, so your discount. That is a free product. All right, so address was incorrect. Address. Address. Well, let me just put it in here. Let's see. Okay. Do it this way. Return to sender due to incorrect. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that I'm okay, return to sender due to incorrect address. And apply. All right, so let me go in here. All right, so let me correct this address.
Okay.
So this is not Woodward, it's Woodside.
Yes.
And that is one word instead of two
yes.
words.
Okay. Yes, correct.
So 46 Woodside Drive, they're in York,
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania. And the zip code you said is 17402
instead
yes. of 06. Okay.
Yes.
And that's the same for both shipping and billing?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right, so the address is saved.
Good.
It now shows with your first and last name is 46 Woodside Drive, York, PA, 17402 in the United States.
Good.
And you provided a phone number. Billing address shows as the same, so now everything is updated.
Great.
And you will be receiving your products should within 7 to 10 business days,
okay.
hopefully with no more delays.
Yes, okay. That's great. At least I know it's on its way. And then I can call her and let her know, too. But I got a couple of things to say, I don't understand this. I said, they're usually really quick with their shipment. And
right.
I got my last shipment, and I'm like, what? And I never thought about a wrong address because this wasn't my first time.
Right. For
but,
whatever
yeah.
reason. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate you so much, and thank you so much for helping me. Is there anything else you need, or... is everything a go?
Well, certainly that is it. Unless you're wanting to place another order, we are offering products that help to strengthen and build up the immune system. Our high-potency vitamin D3 is available.
I know I love your product, but I'm going to wait till I get this product, and she gives me the money she owes me, and then I'm going to order some more stuff.
Okay, we'll be looking to hear from you.
Okay, thank you so much, honey. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling
okay.
Omax Health.
Okay, you too. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.